RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The game doesn't really have a whole lot of meaning. Like, I would think for Steeler fans it would have meaning because, you know, you win, you're in the playoffs. But to be honest with you, I mean, I know it's a win over Pittsburgh, and I'll never not enjoy
terrific.
That.
Yeah, it's terrific. Well done. Well done, fellas.
Yeah, but can we be honest? It's kind of meh. Because you know they're not going to the playoffs.
They're not going to the playoffs, and they cost themselves a couple of critical spots in the draft. I don't seem
to care about that.
Yeah, I know, except for one thing. If they thought that Dante Moore was the answer at quarterback, who, by the way, is from Elyria, if they thought Dante was the answer, well, you're not going to get him now. If they thought Fernando Mendoza was the answer, well, you're not going to get him now. Unless you trade up. You know, you could, but then you're not going to get your lineman. Then you're not going to get your wide receiver. Then, so you've... That said, congratulations. I'm glad you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yay. I was happy about it. I'll tell you one thing that was really impressive yesterday is, as we were doing the pregame show in the Cardiac Club. Like, you know, like they were telling me... Because I wasn't at the Buffalo game, but the Buffalo game, the Cardiac Club was absolutely packed with Bills fans. And normally,
big money in Buffalo, huh?
Well, in these games, even like the Niners, like when the Niners were here, like there were a ton of Niners fans, and you kind of get. You know, I'm there what 2-3 hours before the game. You're there how many hours before?
Yeah, I get there around like 8 a.m. Yeah,
so you can kind of get a feel for what the crowd is going to be like or if it's going to be a late-arriving crowd. That's the other thing. Yesterday was, I'm going to be honest, it's the last home game of the year. Steelers are playing for a playoff spot. I expected the entire stadium to be black and gold.
I was really with you. I thought there was going to be a lot more than was actually showing up.
And our fans showed up yesterday, man. I give them... a ton of credit.
Which is why beating the Steelers is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. I guess it is. There were a lot of Steelers fans at the game yesterday. And I kept getting mad at CBS because they were taking that. By the way, because their A-team was there yesterday, did you see how many cameras they had? I mean, there were cameras all over the place.
Yeah, nice job, fellas.
Well, they also had, you know, it's a cart that runs along the sidelines. You can't see it on TV. Normally, that's just one camera. This was like a double decker with another camera on top. But the thing that was bothering me was because I thought that everyone would think the place was packed with Steelers fans, was they had this high angle shot that was in, I'm assuming it was across the dog. So I'll say it was in the west end zone. And it was just kind of like this bubble camera that you could see the entire, you know, the bowl of the stadium. And there were like 8 or 9 Steelers fans there. And if you just saw that shot, you would have thought the place was packed with Steeler fans. Now, there were a lot of Steeler fans there yesterday, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, even in the Buffalo game, like, the Buffalo fans were loud. And, like, to the extent where when the Bills were running out of the tunnel, it sounded like it was a home game for Buffalo.
Yeah.
And so, by comparison, like, you could hear the boos echoing throughout when the Steelers came out still. Despite the amount of Steeler fans that were there, Browns fans really showed out well.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. When they introduced Shadur yesterday, they were booing. Like, and I was like, wait, what? And then I realized it was, and then I saw all the terrible towels, you know, going around in a circle. And then I was like, okay, I get it.
Jeff's in Cleveland. Jeff, welcome.
Hey, Jeff.
Thanks. So we got a quarterback now. I hope we keep him. Shadur. I do. I don't know. Gabriel, he's a good quarterback, but it just goes to show you sometimes too much college knowledge is not good. You know, you got to have common sense too. And I think that's what Shadur makes the difference. At. He just got plain common sense when he has the ball. He knows that he doesn't have it all the time, but I'll give it to him 75 to 80% of the time.
So what's interesting is what you just said. I kind of was like, what is he saying? But if you go back and listen to what he said in the press conference yesterday, he is learning. There's like no question about it because he
well, that's the idea.
You know, and experience is gonna do that for you. And I think that we need to the harder part of this whole thing is take the name off the back of the jersey and ask yourself, what should a rookie be, or where do you cut rookie slack? And I think that's a much fairer picture. And if you want to cut him more slack, this is the one time where being a fifth round pick should give you even more hope and optimism because he was drafted in the fifth. If you want to look at it that way, I'm just, it's all perspective.
Cam's doing a good job also, guys. I think Cam has, he corrected his own mistake. He saw that, hey, this Dylan guy is not working out. I better not go too far with this. He corrected his own mistake, and that shows that he's a good coach. You know, that does. That shows that Cavs is a good coach. And I think he deserves a second chance. I don't think he should even be in there. His name shouldn't even come up for a different job. We need him here. We need Cav here.
Jeff, thank you very much. We'll see. There's another.
It has been interesting the last 10 days. Jeff, having done some shows last week, how many more people have kind of come back to Kevin? People who thought for sure he was gone. He was out of here. See you later. And then they've watched these last two games against the Bills and the Steelers and saying, like, you know what? Maybe he does deserve another chance. Maybe we need to go back, reestablish what we're doing here.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's the thought of, okay, if you move on, then what are you going to do? Are you going to keep your fingers crossed and hire the coordinator du jour and hope to get lucky? Which, great. You know, Ravens did when they hired special teams coordinator John Harbaugh. You know, Steelers hired a little-known young assistant out of Minnesota. You know, I mean, you can do that, or you can hire, you know, fill in whoever you want. Hugh Jackson, Freddie Kitchens.
Baby.
I mean, there are all kinds of here and everywhere else. Could you hire Liam Cohen? Done a great job in Jacksonville. How's that? You know, you just never know. So it's a decision that management, I don't think, can take lightly. It's just, it's going to be made quickly, I would think, Andy.
I would think so, too, because if you want another coach, you better jump on it quick.
And it's weird to me how Kevin's name continues to pop up from folks you hear around the country. And if Cleveland decides to move on, I'd make Kevin the top candidate here. Well, if he's going to be the top candidate in some other spots, or you better make sure you talk to this guy and blah, 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 blah. Maybe you shouldn't move on. Then you want to flip the coin? The other side of the coin is, okay, you've had your six-year run and time for a new voice, which we all understand. That happens.
Just kind of perusing, odds for Kevin Stefanski in 2026 aren't out yet, but recent betting had him as a favorite to be fired, while insiders have him linked to being the future head coach, Giants, Titans.
I know. See, now, would they be right by hiring him? Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. It's a weird deal. And I think the Haslams have a decision that they have to make. And I think it's a critical decision. but I really do mean this. I think it would be a more bold move to bring him back and to bring Andrew Berry back. I lump them together. I think it would be a bold move to bring them both back because the numbers tell you you should move on. The numbers tell you that. I got another numbers game I want to play with you.
Okay, I'm in.
And I have already said it. Shadur intrigues me more than Dylan Gabriel. Okay?
Okay.
That said, this is interesting. Better completion percentage so far. Who is it? Shadur or Dylan?
Probably Dylan.
It is. Yards per game. More.
Shadur?
Yep, that's absolutely right.
Yep.
Longest completion.
Shadur.
Yep, without question. Dylan's longest completion was 26 yards. That I'll forever wonder, and I don't know if we'll ever find the answer. Was that because they weren't letting him throw downfield, or was it because he was checking down on everything and not throwing it deep? Because if you watched tape from him in college, he threw it deep, and he threw it deep well. Touchdown passes, most.
Shador's got a strength. Shador.
Tied, seven each.
Okay.
Even remember Dylan throwing touchdown passes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but not very many. Interceptions. Who has the most?
Shadur.
He's thrown 10 interceptions. Dylan threw only two. But again, is that because...
How many passes did each throw?
Shadur's thrown more passes. Yeah. 190 to 185.
Oh, really? It's that close?
It's real close, yeah. And sacks. It's real close. Dylan, 19. And, of course, he played in 10 games. And Shadur, 17 sacks. Quarterback rating, Dylan's is better, 80.8 to 68.5. And that's why, though I think Shadur is more intriguing.
Where does 68.5 rank you among the NFL?
It's not, you don't even want to know.
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know. Though I think Shadur is intriguing, if you brought in Dylan and you liked him better until he got a concussion, that's why, in my estimation, you don't eliminate him from any conversation moving forward until you trade him or cut him. I mean, if you trade him, what are you going to get? Sixth or a seventh?
Look, if they were willing to trade...
You're not going to get anything for him. So I would think he's back next year.
If you were willing to trade Pickett or Flacco, despite the fact they were veterans at any given moment at the start of the season, I think they'd be willing to trade either one of these quarterbacks if they felt like they had their guy in sight.
You might be right. Kevin's press conference coming up momentarily here on Baskin and Phelps.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.